escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Yesterday, Donald Trump said something so profound, it gave me chills. I was the hunted, he said, and now I'm the hunter. He was talking about the attempts by Iran to assassinate him on our soil. That wouldn't be so scary if we were united as a country. If, as you probably could have 50 years ago, you could count on the opposite party, even when they're in power, to be outraged by one of our worst enemies on earth, trying to kill any one of us, even if it's the oppositional presidential candidate. But the Democrats didn't protect Trump at all. After assassination attempt after assassination attempt, plot after plot, what did they do? Didn't even bother to sanction Iran. Why? They were fine with it. And that is what it's like to be hunted on your own soil. Donald Trump uniquely understands what this is like, knowing that no one, most especially not the Democrat Party or any of them running the government, is standing in the way of your assassination. But he said it yesterday. He's turned the tables through sheer force of will. He regained the presidency, and now he is the hunter.
I said I had a focus. I was the hunted, and now I'm the hunter. It's a big difference.
The hunter of who? Who is Trump talking about? He's referring it to the Ayatollah Khomeini. Here's Trump's Truth Social post on this the other day. We know exactly where the so-called supreme leader is hiding. He is an easy target, but he is safe there. We are not going to take him out. Kill, Trump puts in exclamation points, at least not for now. But we don't want missiles shot at civilians or American soldiers. Our patience is wearing thin. Thank you for your attention to this matter. And yet, somehow, a bizarre civil war has broken out in the Republican Party, led mostly by Tucker Carlson and a couple of kind of lower-level pundits, warning that Trump is turning into a neocon, a warmonger, that we should leave Iran alone. It's okay if they get the bomb. Oh, and hands off Ayatollah Khomeini. I've been blown away by this because I can't understand what the way forward is. What a future Republican presidential candidates? If a Democrat's in power, what do we just campaign from a well-fortified basement? Because we won't survive till Election Day otherwise? Is that the plan? We just are cool with it if Iran tries to kill us on our own soil? Folks, the Ayatollah put what's called a fatwa on Trump. What is that? It's a call for his assassination, but it's so much more than that. A fatwa says if you are a true believer, it is incumbent upon you to try to kill Donald Trump and his entire cabinet. Again, the Ayatollah Khomeini did that when Biden was president on his Twitter feed. And Biden took no action of any kind, didn't even bother with sanctions. In fact, he took Trump's crippling sanctions, the worst America has ever leveled against any country. He literally had the Iranian people starving in the streets, and he lifted them and then never put them back on. No matter how many times Khomeini tried to kill Trump, and he sent four people to do it, by the way. So I've been wondering about this. Is Tucker Carlson just cool with that or what? Well, I finally got the incredible answer to my question. And understand, on X online, he's literally leading an insurrection against Trump and the idea of taking any kind of action anywhere in the Middle East. Carlson sat down with Senator Ted Cruz, and this mind-numbing exchange occurred.
And we're on the cusp of a war. So if Iran, if there's evidence that Iran paid hitmen to kill Donald Trump and is currently doing that, where's that? Like, what are you even talking? I've never heard that before. Where's the evidence? Who are these people? Why haven't they been arrested? Why are we not at war with Iran?
That's a great question to ask.
How do you know that that's true?
We know that it's true because we have been told that by the military and our intelligence community for the last 2 years.
We meaning who?
Congress has and the public. I mean, we had multiple testimonies. I can send you testimony.
Do we know the names of the people or where this happened or what they tried to do to kill Trump?
We do. Their names are Asif Marchant, Carlisle Rivera, and Jonathan Loldholt. A fourth man, Fahard Shakiri, escaped. He's believed to have made it back to Iran and to be living there. How on earth are you leading a pro-Khomeini, pro-hands-off Iran, it's okay if they get nukes, campaign against the president personally? And folks, you may not have, if you're not on X, you may not have followed it, but the uproar has been huge. How is Tucker Carlson leading this? And he did not know that. When he finds out, because Ted Cruz informs him, and I can only assume he's being honest here and he didn't know, well, he sounds just like me.
In the United States.
Yes. And by the way, like Iran.
This just seems like a huge headline and you're acting like everyone knows this. I didn't know that.
Iran put out a whole video about murdering Trump.
Right. But I've never heard evidence that there are hitmen in the United States. I mean, trying to kill Trump right now. We should like have a nationwide dragnet on this and we should attack Iran immediately if that's true. Don't you think?
No.
If they're trying to assassinate our president?
They have been for 2 years.
Then why are we at war with them?
Dear Lord, why are we at war with them? That's my point. Because Joe Biden and the Democrats were fine with Iran trying to kill Trump. In fact, I've done an entire Battleground America podcast where I laid out the case that the FBI all but assisted Asif Marchant because they interviewed him at the airport when he arrived in America on a visa and then let him go, even though he was on the terror watch list. They wouldn't pick him up again, even though he overstayed his visa, until the 12th of July. That would be, for anybody keeping track, the day before the Butler rally, as he tried to flee the country. I've had a very hardcore sneaking suspicion that Asif Marchant was connected to Thomas Crooks. I can't say for sure, but there's a reason we still don't know who he was communicating with on all those phones. In fact, that we know almost nothing about him. My theory is it'll all lead back to the FBI, but I don't know that. But folks, I do know for a fact what I just told you. I've always suspected the FBI and ultimately the Democrat Party by the Biden administration helped Asif Marchant. Again, when he landed in Houston, the FBI interviewed him, knew damn well he was on the terror watch list, and then turned him loose and let him go. Again, even though he was here to put together a plot to assassinate Trump. Okay, now, folks, this is just sort of a microcosm of how stupid a lot of the arguments we have in this country. Ted Cruz was on the Tucker Carlson podcast, which is very popular. I normally like Tucker because he's the leading voice of the other side. But listen to what he didn't know.
We have not apprehended an Iranian hitman trying to kill him. We know that Iran is trying to do so.
In the United States.
Yes. And
yeah, we have, Ted. We have picked one up. So Ted Cruz simply saying here, well, the intel community told us that Iran tried to kill Trump. Yeah, that's good enough for me. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you it's not good enough for me. How does Cruz not know we picked these people up? I mean, that's basic stuff that's been in the news. But why do I believe that these assassin plotters that were sent by Iran are legit, besides the fact that they are physical, real, and awaiting trial in America? Because Trump believes they tried to kill him and has said so on multiple occasions.
After two assassination attempts in just over 3 months, I can say that if I were president and somebody was being threatened, openly threatened, like they've threatened me, I would say, if you do that, even if this was an opponent who I disliked, if you do that, we will obliterate your entire country and it would all stop. But they wouldn't make that statement. They won't make that statement.
When I posted that Ted Cruz, Tucker Carlson clip on X, along with my just incredulity that neither of them knew the names or even that these guys are sitting in federal prison awaiting trial. Again, this is in two separate assassination plots. I'm just blown away. I was blown away. It went viral at almost a million views right now, and how many people on our side had no idea. And I want to address something that I hope you'll really understand what's going on with Iran right now. A lot of people in response to my post went, okay, yeah, the Ayatollah tried to kill Trump, but that was in response to Trump assassinating Qasem Soleimani. Let's start there. The Senate Intelligence Committee puts the number of people killed or injured by Soleimani's roadside bombs in Iraq at somewhere around 621. He's credited for roughly 20% of the casualties we took in the Iraq war.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's Trump explaining why he went after Soleimani after learning about yet another planned hit on our positions in the Middle East that he aimed to stop, and he ultimately successfully did by killing Soleimani. Here's Trump at the time with Maria Bartiromo.
And we had everything planned, everything, because what he has done is terrible. What he did to us was terrible. Killed so many of our soldiers, killed so many people. He's the father of the roadside bomb. You know that, right? And Soleimani, it was just incredible. And al-Baghdadi, I wiped him out too. Yeah. We took out al-Baghdadi, the founder of ISIS, that nobody could find except me, and Soleimani, father of the roadside bomb. Yeah. Now, and beyond that, killed many people. He was going to attack five of our military bases, and we took him out.
After Trump killed Soleimani, he threatened Iran. If there was any retaliation, if a single one of our troops was hurt or killed, he would turn Iran into a parking lot. They believed him. In fact, our troops were safe for the rest of Trump's term. So safe that when Iran needed to do a retaliatory attack, they called him first to warn him where and when it would take place and to promise they wouldn't hurt our troops. In fact, they wanted to make sure none of our troops were in the vicinity. They were so afraid that one of them would be hurt, i.e. translation. Ayatollah Khomeini, he wants to send other people to die. He doesn't want to do it himself. Here's Trump describing that, the extent to which he had Iran under control. This interview took place when Joe Biden was president and three of our troops had just been killed by Iranian proxies in that drone strike on our base. Trump's point? Iran was spinning out of control because Biden was letting them, funding them with over $300 billion, including almost $40 billion in hard, cold cash. The rest generated from lifted sanctions. And Iran, of course, felt comfortable again killing our troops. He's talking here about how much control, again, he had over them after he killed Soleimani.
Would have never happened with me. I had Iran in check. Do you know, we hit them very hard for something that they did, and they had to hit back. They feel they have to do that, and I understand that. Do you know, they called me to tell me we're going to hit a certain location, but we're not going to hit it. It's going to be outside of the perimeter.
Who called you?
Iran called me. Called for me. And they let us know, and we had 16 missiles went off. I believe it was 16. Six or seven failed in the air.
When was this?
This was prior to the attack on a fort that we had where they hit back. Do you remember when they sent 18 missiles or 16 missiles? Five failed. They let us know, don't move. We're going to have to hit you back. Psychologically, we have to do that because we hit them on something. You remember. They sent 16 or 18 missiles, and we knew they weren't going to hit inside the fort. And the media was going, and now I reveal it, the media was going wild because they say it's strange. They're very accurate missiles. How come they all missed? Nobody was killed, if you remember.
Yes,
with all
I
of
did.
Those missiles, nobody was killed. Now, they had to do it because they have people and they have to show strength. So they aimed the missiles, but they said, please don't attack us. We're not going to hit you. That was respect. We had respect.
Trump, of course, is talking about Iran hitting back after him killing Soleimani. Now, fast forward to today when Donald Trump sees Iran so out of control that they have launched 319 strikes via their surrogates, the Houthis, on our cargo ships, foreign cargo ships carrying our cargo, and on our naval vessels. Even more terrifying, they've teamed up with China, and China is doing the targeting for it. Again, that's China using Iran as a proxy. And they're on the verge of getting nukes. Can you imagine that conflict with the Houthis? Assassination attempts against Trump, except now we're dealing with suitcases full of nuclear missile material. Now we have Hamas hang glider proxies for Iran, except now they've got dirty bombs with, you know, nuclear material. You can't do it. And he understands, he sees how far off the chain Iran got under Joe Biden. That's what $300 billion in fresh funding and no sanctions will do for you. Even more terrifying, and again, I keep pointing people to this, no one on our side is saying this. When you look at the absolute ruthlessness with which Trump is going through these higher education universities, I keep saying this, and cutting off the foreign visas, most especially the Middle Eastern visas, it is because Iran, Hamas, and their proxies have figured out they can get these liberal college administrators to approve visas to let these people in through our campuses. Trump is scared to death of what these people will do on our soil. He sees the Democrat Party merging with Iran. And again, as I've played the audio for you so many times, Joe Biden spokesperson John Kirby even admitting that about half the funding for the violent Democrat street marches, the anti-Semitic ones against Israel, is coming from Iran. So you literally have Democrats in Iran so tied at the hip, so comfortable that Iran is now funding violent Democrat grassroots street marches. That is why Trump is targeting that. It is literally part of his war on Iran. And folks, two things have to happen or we cannot go forward. Number one, Ayatollah's got to die. Every last member of this regime has got to die. Hopefully Israel will handle that for us. In fact, Bibi Netanyahu was saying exactly that today, basically Khomeini is done. He can't go forward. We can't have Khomeini. Hopefully Israel will take care of that. But ultimately, we have got to destroy every last inch of the Iranian nuclear program. The sooner, the better.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.